Hi, and welcome to Go With the Flow. My name is Flo. I'm your host, Flo Florence, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the first podcast I'm recording in 2020. And in this podcast, basically, I want to share real and honest, unedited conversations that I have with friends and family and anyone that I meet, basically. But also just discussions that I have by myself on my own, and just share some thoughts or things that I learn on various topics, really, on anything that really interests me, be it education or health or personal development or traveling. And yeah, I'm just gonna go with the flow and see where it goes. So today I'm gonna talk about something that's very interesting to me, something that I'm really, really passionate about. And if you ask me in person to talk about this, I will talk to you for ages. And it is digital decluttering. This is something that I've kind of really thought about in the last maybe 3 to 5 years, mostly. And before I get into it, I just want to explain a little bit what it means. So basically, anyone listening to this, you must have a phone or a computer or a laptop for sure, which means you have online, you have stuff that's like digital, right? You have files, you have photographs, you have videos, you have songs, anything and everything that you have online or offline. It could be also just like on your computer, like storage, but basically you all have in digital things. And I think that in the same way that your physical space can be really cluttered and disorganized and overwhelmingly, untidy, I think it's the same concept for your digital space and digital storage and use. So I've always liked the idea of optimizing my digital space and use, and just finding ways to make it tidier and less overwhelming. And so if you look back at my screen, my like desktop screen from maybe 5, 6 years ago, it used to be full of stuff. It was just completely overwhelming. It was so overwhelming. There was so many photographs and texts and documents and just things, and I wouldn't even know where to look. I had to use the search bar to find things, even though they were just in front of me. And now my desktop is clean, and that's something I'm really proud of, and something that I really noticed the difference once I actually just put the steps into optimizing it and just decluttering. Digital decluttering, basically. And what better time to do this than the beginning of 2020? It's the beginning of an early decade and of an early decade of a new decade and a new year. And it sounds so cliche, but honestly, regardless of whether you believe in resolutions and goals and, having to wanting to, make new new change, implement new changes into your life, this is something that's relevant any time of year, and you can do this at any point. And honestly, some of these things don't take more than 2 minutes, so I highly, highly recommend these if that's something that you're interested in. So I want to talk about the first thing I want to talk about is just your stuff in general. Your stuff that you store on your phone, on your laptop, and for me that's like files. When I was at university, I had loads of like documents, notes, lecture notes, PowerPoint presentations, and stuff like that. And also, I mean, for me, it was very much like videos as well, because I used to make lots of like vlogs and stuff. But your documents in general, where do you store them? And personally, I highly, highly recommend using online storage. I use Google Drive. I know there's lots of different free tools that you can use, like Dropbox and just a bunch of other storage tools. I used Google Drive, and it's been life-changing. There's no way I could go back to not using it, because it's so handy and it's so stressless. Not stressless. That's not the word I want to use. It's kind of stressless. Like, you don't really have to think about it once you install it. Stress-free, that's what I wanted to say. So the thing is, for example, if I tell you use Google Drive, it's very, you're probably going to listen to this, you're probably on the commute, or you're probably like doing something right now, not not in front of your computer wanting to implement it right now. But honestly, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a video on this whole topic, because it's, there's only so much I can explain by talking to you. I'm going to do a video on this on YouTube about digital declutter, and just firsthandly like show you how it works. My sister doesn't use Google Drive, and I asked her if I could install it for her. So I'm going to film how it works. I'm going to film the screen, how easy and how simple it is to install it, and how once you've installed it, you don't have to do anything pretty much, and it doesn't take that much time. So highly recommend that. I pay for the extra storage. I think I pay like $1.50 or something like that, like under $2 a month. You probably won't have to do that, because I mean, I have a lot of stuff. I have a lot of videos and stuff, and that takes up a lot of storage, but I highly, highly recommend it, regardless. It makes it everything so simple. First of all, everything's still on your laptop. Like, you don't have to, you know, when I first thought about it, I was like, oh, will I have to always log into, go onto Safari, go to Google Drive, log in and find my files? No, you can have it so that it's literally within your files. You can save it onto your desktop, and it's not online. You don't need an online, like, you don't need Wi-Fi to access it. You can also access it anywhere in the world as long as you have your Google account details, and you can use it on your phone. Honestly, the amount of times that I didn't have my laptop with me and I needed a file that was on my screen that I saved, I just went onto my Google Drive on my phone and I had it in front of me, and it helped me a lot, especially at university. But it's very, very helpful, and I highly recommend it. Second thing I'll talk about is kind of related to this, and it's Google Photos, or basically any online storage for photos. Honestly, I feel like I say honestly a lot in this podcast, but the amount of notifications I received on my phone for many years saying, your storage is full, please upgrade to iCloud online storage or whatever. It was really, really annoying, and it was on a daily basis, and I never bought into it because I always thought, you know, I don't want to pay for this. I just thought it was really annoying. They were annoying me by doing it, so I was refusing to buy into it and to like surrender to to the online, you know, paying for online storage. But my cousin actually 2 years ago told me about Google Photos and how easy it is, and how it's absolutely 100% free, and then I tried it out, and I don't want to go back. I can't go back to not using it anymore. It's so good. It's really, really stress-free. It's like Google Drive kind of, but even more so, in the sense that you download the app on your phone and automatically every photo you take, like, it goes to Google Photos. You can access it on your laptop, you can access it anywhere, if you have an internet connection, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to back up your photos. It's done automatically as long as you have an internet connection. If you don't have an internet connection, the moment you do have internet again, then it uploads it straight away. So I don't know if you heard that, but I was going to say honestly, but it's been really, really easy to use, and I never think about it, you know, I never think about my photos, and I know that I can go right now to my Photos app, delete everything, and know that I still have a copy on Google Photos, and I'm not scared of deleting things permanently, because it's automatically uploaded to Google Photos. So I highly recommend it. If you use iCloud, that could be also something that you can use. There's so many tools out there, but I recommend Google Photos because it's free and I don't want to pay. I have a lot of photos and a lot of videos, so I don't want to pay even more. Third thing I want to say is just kind of a general motto that I use is motto. I don't know how I want to pronounce this word, but it's less is better. And I kind of think about this in terms of like visually. So I used to have a lot of apps on my what is it called? Like the dock? Like the dock at the bottom of your desktop where all the apps are. I used to have so many apps because I thought it looked cool. Or I thought, there's like so many apps, I never know when you might need them. But no, less is better. Remove all the ones that you don't go for every single day. If you need them, you can still find them in your applications. And it just removes the friction to actually using them. So for example, I know that I never used to use my calendar app. But ever since I was at university, I use it all the time. And because I've removed all the unnecessary apps on my dock, the ones that I do use now, I gravitate towards them a lot easier. I don't know how it works, but somehow less is better. And I feel like it's also true on your phone. Delete the apps that you haven't used in the past month. If you have an app that you haven't used in the past month, just delete it. If you ever need it again, you can just re-download it. And it just takes up so much storage on your phone, and it reduces the friction to actually using the apps that you want to use. So that's one thing that I really recommend. It makes everything more accessible, basically. And fourth thing, this is a very important one, and this is something that my friends will know exactly, who you are, have struggled with, and I try to help them, but it didn't really work. But maybe this will, because this is actually things that you can do. And this is basically, I haven't even said what it's about, but it's basically about your email. And I was thinking about this the last couple of days before I recorded this, because I wanted to think about, brainstorm a little bit what I could say about this. Your email address is your new home address. And back in the day, we didn't hand out our home address to everybody and anybody in the streets, did we? We used to just make sure our home address, because it's kind of private. It's definitely 100% private. When you signed up to, loyalty cards and vouchers and stuff like that in shops, I remember we used to have to be very wary of who we handed out to and do we actually need to do this, yes or no. And that way, even if you looked at your postbox at any point, you would read everything that comes in, because it's either a bank statement or a card or postcard or a Christmas card, something that's, that's wanted. It's something that you want to receive and not stuff that you don't want to receive, like junk or like advertisements. And that's why almost all the houses around my house have a post box, all have a sign saying no advertisements please, because we don't want that. We don't want to have received so much clutter into our house that we don't need, that we don't want, that we don't ask for. And that mentality makes it so that when you do receive something, you actually open it and read it. And I think it's the same thing with our email, honestly. I think it's the same thing with our email. And I think our email is our modern house, kind of, like digital house. And I know, you could say it's digital. It's not, like, in your house. It doesn't affect you like that in the same way. But I would say that it does, because your email is kind of, if you think about it, our email addresses are the only thing that have been around for over decades, Vine came and went, like all the online, your numbers, it's not permanent. You can change your SIM card at any point. You can social media, you can delete your social media apps, you can delete your accounts, but your email account, I think, is always going to stay the same if it's not, like a really stupid email account that you created when you were in seventh grade or sixth grade, or even earlier. But your email is the thing that doesn't change over time. So having an email address for companies is something that's super valuable. And I think that's why every time you go onto a website or a blog, they ask you for your email address. They're like, give me your email address, because they know how valuable it is, because they can then send you emails whenever they want. And most of them, honestly, I've noticed that they send emails very, very frequently if they have access to it. So if it's like a shop, I can receive an email every single day from H&M. And it's so annoying because I never open them. But the thing is, because we need, it's so annoying to have to receive these emails, so you just scroll past them. But instead, they know that people are not likely to go scroll all the way down at the bottom of the email and unsubscribe from the newsletter because it's extra steps and people are lazy. And they know it very well, so they take advantage of it. And I don't like being taken advantage of, so I've battled this kind of. I when I was looking for ways to declutter, digital declutter, when I was maybe 3 years ago, I came across this concept of having a zero email inbox, and it's basically a concept where you have no emails in your inbox. Your email has to be, your inbox has to be zero most of the time, if possible. Whenever you receive an email, you have one of three things. First of all, you either delete it because it's something that you read and you delete, or you reply to and then you delete, or second, you archive it. So that means that you've acknowledged it, you just put it in a separate folder. You're like, okay, this is what I've read, you know, I've put it to the side, I've dealt with it, it can go there. So you archive it. And third, you delete it, archive it, third, obviously it stays in your inbox. And I feel like I do that, and I've implemented it, and it's helped me so much, because now my inbox is kind of a to-do list. So if I receive an email, say on a Saturday or on a Friday from something, and I know that I want to call them back on Monday because the office is going to be closed on Saturday, Sunday, I'm going to keep it in my inbox. I'm going to have a handful of things in my inbox. And then on Monday morning, when I open my email, I'm going to see that and then say, oh, remember, okay, I have to call this person back. So I call them. Once I've called them, I archive the email. So it's kind of a to-do list, and I always try to go back to zero emails. Now, the idea of this might be really, really overwhelming, and it used to be for me because I spent hours going through all my emails and sorting out my email account. But I know, for example, for my friends who have multiple, like tens of thousands of emails, because I tried helping them, you know who you are. But I have some ideas if you want to implement this and if you want to do like a little change, small steps that can help over time. And it's not going to take that much time. If you're listening to this, honestly, just do it right now. Go to your email, open up your email app, and find the first email that you receive, that you've received recently, that's like an advertisement or a newsletter of some kind of blog or some kind of website that you don't really read, that you wouldn't read because it's not something that you're interested in. Open the email and scroll all the way down and find the little unsubscribe button that's always tiny, tiny, so that you don't find it, so you don't do it, and it makes you not want to do it. Click on it and then just unsubscribe from the email. And then what you want to do afterwards is just go back to your email inbox page and then search for the company that you like, the email that you just deleted. So for me, for example, that would be like H&M. You search for H&M and then you delete all these emails that are called H&M. It's the same one, and you realize how many you receive every single day, every single week. Just delete them, and now you know from today onwards you will not receive any more emails from H&M. How amazing is that, honestly? So good. But now you have thousands of other emails, so take it every single day, maybe spend a couple minutes every day from now on and go through your emails, and every email that comes in from now on, from this point forward, moving forward, you just either delete it, archive it, or keep it in your inbox because you want to deal with it. And honestly, after a couple of days, weeks maybe, if you want to take it slowly, then you're gonna move towards this zero inbox concept. And just in general, it's gonna unsubscribe you. You're gonna be unsubscribed from so many useless newsletters and websites that you wouldn't even read, and that makes life so much easier, makes it so much less overwhelming to go through your emails. Like, it's such a smaller task, and it also means that whenever people want to contact you, you will actually receive their email and reply, because it's not hidden in a it's not a needle in a haystack, you know. So yes, I highly recommend it. Or if you're like me and you're like, okay, this sounds great, I'm just going to do it, if you have a bit of time in your hand, spend an hour, 2 hours just sorting through all your emails, looking at one by one all the emails that you receive. If you know that you receive so many emails from that sender, just unsubscribe first of all, and then delete all of them at once, and instead of having to go through all of them. Another thing that I did on my phone is basically I changed the swipe options. So on each email, if I swipe right, it deletes it. If I swipe left, it archives it. So it makes it even easier, you know. You can change it to whatever you want, basically. But that's one thing that I did, and it really helped me. Yes, I think that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all I want to talk about. Like I said, I want to make a video about this as well, where I'm gonna kind of show how I do all these things visually, maybe do some screen recordings. And also I want to talk to some friends who I've given these tips recently. I mean, I implemented all these changes many years ago, 2-3 years ago, but some of my friends, I mentioned these things a couple of months ago, so I want to see how they're going, if it's actually helped them or not, and yeah, just kind of film how I do the Google Drive thing on my sister's computer, so that you can see how simple it is. And yeah, highly recommend doing that. Another thing I want to mention is something that I do, basically, you know, how no matter how cool Google Drive is and Google Photos is, it's still online and you don't really have control over it, because it's not something that you own. So I'm kind of paranoid that, you know, scared that it might all disappear and then I don't have anything. So definitely keep a backup just in case. I have hard drives where I keep everything, so even if, you know, the internet disappears from today to tomorrow, there's no internet anymore, I still have those files. So definitely do a backup from time to time. Time Machine on Apple is amazing, just want to say. You basically, whenever you plug in a hard drive, you just put it on Time Machine. If you open it on Time Machine, it makes it so that every time you plug in that hard drive, automatically it backs everything up without you having to do anything. It's honestly, technology these days is just so amazing. It's so stress-free. And once you've installed it, once you've taken the time to install it, you don't have to think about it again, which makes it so user-friendly, so helpful. And that's one thing that I really like about technology. So yeah, that was it. That was my podcast. If you have any ideas or any other things that you do in your life that help you declutter your digital space or your files or your things that you have, please let me know. I'm always looking for more ways to optimize my storage, kind of. And if you have any experience with this, if you've tried doing this, if you struggle with this, let me know. If you want my personal advice as well, if you want to talk about it, I love talking about this. And yeah, look out for my video. I'm gonna try and do it in the next couple of weeks. And thank you for listening. Please also send me feedback if you're listening to this podcast. Let me know if this topic kind of interests you, or like just like feedback, general feedback, things you want to hear me talk about, or if you want to join me and be a guest on this podcast, if you want to talk about something with me, also let me know. I would love to do that. And if you could leave a review or a rating on the app that you're listening to this on. I think this podcast is on so many different apps now. I don't even remember the names of some of them. I have never heard of them. But if you're on iTunes or like on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I think you can leave a review. So if you could rate it, that would really help me out and help other people find this podcast. Maybe it could help them in some way. But yeah, have a wonderful day. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.